Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Irish potato famine. We're checking out some Irish chips today. My name is Sophia LaFesh.
And I'm Zoe Robertson.
So we're going to say goodbye and hello to the chips.
Hello to the chips. You know what they say, at the end of every rainbow there's a pot of gold. And at the bottom of my bag there's 3 bags of Irish chips. I think we're doing Scottish. Maybe we should stop.
Okay, that was our attempt at Irish accents. Might come back, might rear his head.
Who knows? Can't control these things.
Chips. Potato chips. 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 I love the chips.
Anything to do with chips.
Chips, 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 chips. This is an incredible flavor. We've had chips the entire time that we've been alive.
JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
Guess what? We're calling a true Irishman to talk about Irish stuff.
To get a freaking chips question on the go right now goes by the name of
Michael
or
Michael
or
Michael. That's right. 3 ways to say it, but only 1 way is right,
is to say Michael.
Long distance charges may apply.
Oh, will they? That's right, they will.
Hello. Is this Michael?
Hi. Yeah, it is.
This Hi. Is Zoe and Sophia.
How are you?
Not too bad.
We're calling you for our chip podcast.
Okay.
And the reason we reach out to you specifically is because today we are reviewing 3 Irish
chips.
Potato chips.
Right.
We have the tato, cheese, and onion flavor, which I think is kind of a mainstay in Irish chip culture.
Okay.
Have you ever tried Mr. Tato, cheese and onion?
Tato?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Are they a classic?
Yes, they've been on the market for years, ever since I was a little kid.
Have you heard of Rancheros bacon crisps?
Yes.
Do you like them?
Okay, except only when I'm very hungry.
Okay, hard no on those.
Our final chip bag is called Mega Meanies, and they're pickled onion flavor.
Right.
Do you know them?
Never heard of Mega Meanies.
They're pretty menacing. What do you think is the classic Irish way of eating a chip?
Hungrily. with a fistful, not like a little proper English lady or something. If nobody's looking, you can actually just open your mouth as wide as possible and just hammer the crisps in there and gorge on them.
And wow.
Dive in again as soon as you can catch your breath, and you proceed on with the next
I think I would feel right at home in Ireland.
Yeah. So I suppose my question, I've got to think about that. What makes you prefer one flavor over another? Is it the lingering taste, or is it a sweet memory that comes as you bite into your first crisp?
Wow, that's a great question.
And deep, too. We're going to have to get very into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow, a lot to say about this.
Bit of a disclaimer.
Michael is Irish. Disclaimer, Michael is Irish.
Incidentally, Sophia, I happen to notice that this so-called Tato character, who's the mascot of Tato Corp, happens to look a lot like one other very famous potato who goes by the name of Mr. Potato Head.
I saw that, and I find it highly suspicious. I will say, they gave Mr. Tato more of a body, if we're going to go specific here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But he does wear clothes, which is...
odd?
Odd, yeah.
Seeing as...
No, I was going to say, it's very much like Mr. Potato Head, which is also odd. No, it's totally odd. Also, I'd like to bring your attention to the fact that there is a Tato Land, as in there's an entire theme park devoted to Tato in Ireland.
That is freaking... nuts and so cool. They also give you the GPS coordinate of how to get there, just in case you don't have GPS or something.
Well, actually, that's if you do have GPS.
Yeah.
Or just a compass. All things considered, if the budget allows, we'll be taking a trip to Tato Land at some point.
Absolutely. I will say this is a quite odd choice to show what you can do at Mr. Tato Land. A water slide that leads straight into a cheetah.
Like the open mouth of a cheetah?
Not an open mouth, but not a very pleased-looking cheetah. So I'm assuming there's a zoo part and a slide part, I guess. But mixing the two is a bit weird.
There's an Eagle Sky Adventure Zone, a Geronimo Thrill Zone.
Okay.
Geronimo Thrill Zone. And my amazing Tato Factory Tour. Discover the Wildcat Plains and the Lodge Restaurant. Come meet my farmyard friends and see my exotic and rare breeds of animals. Tato Park sounds a little bit all over the place.
Tato Park sounds actually pretty sick. Sick in both senses of the words.
It's sick wrong and sick right.
Yeah.
So things that are Irish just off the top of my head. Leprechauns. Irish coffee.
My four-leaf clover is gone.
Oh, God. It's that leprechaun.
Seriously?
Again.
I found one maybe once every 4 years. And a freaking leprechaun every time. Stealing it away.
And they're
you don't think they're real?
They're the ones that actually plant four-leaf clovers. So it's strange that they give it and then take it away. Like Liam Neeson. He gives and he takes away. And you know where I'm coming at from that. Coming at with that
Taken.
And from it. Taken the movie.
As well
he taketh
as...
away. Love Actually.
That's right. He gives there. He gives his love there.
Pierce Brosnan.
But then his daughter gets taken away and he takes the lives of the Steelers. That's what you mean, right?
That's exactly what I mean. And in that way, Liam Neeson is the ultimate leprechaun.
What about you two?
Well, the ultimate Irishman. So we actually have an Irish cultural expert joining us in studio live today.
Very special episode of...
Yeah, like a very depressing... Yeah.
Are these all Irish chips?
Yes.
Whoa. What's going on? How are you guys? Thanks for having me over.
I need to finish this water
so we can have the Fearkin frog.
Okay. The fear of the frog.
So we can have
You guys do vocal exercise? The fear of the frog.
The fear of the frog. Yeah, the fear of the frog.
Audience, we have
45 minutes.
We have 45 minutes to get as deep into the history of the Irish potato famine as we ever have been.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
As you've ever gone on your show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which
means
automatically
will
be.
We have a very special guest here, Irish culture enthusiast and professional, Chris Berube.
Hello, it's a real pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me on 1-800-CHIPS.com. What's the show called?
Just chips.com.
Cut that.
We're cutting it because you need to seem like the real fan that you are.
I'm a huge fan of Ireland. I'm really excited to be here.
It's mostly because his head's in the books, always checking out Ireland.
Chris can normally be found at the Encyclopedia Britannica headquarters, where he only sticks in the I and the P volumes for Ireland and potatoes.
And history potatoes, yeah.
In his downtime, he also does that for Wikipedia.
Yeah. That's right. I am known as the number one potato editor for Wikipedia.
Listen, right now, I'm pouring us an Irish
goodbye
tune.
Oh, also
Irish goodbye.
Also, this is Chris's Irish goodbye as he's leaving his job this week and also leaving the country
to Ireland. Mm-hmm.
To I'm go not, to I'm Ireland to become a professional
Tato historian.
Tato historian. No, I'm moving to America, no, which
that's good.
There's a lot of Irish culture in New York City, I guess. Kind of a
yes, yeah. Don't lie. Yeah, that's exactly why you're going.
And that's why you're
that's
going.
Exactly
that's
right.
The draw of the big city life. Boy.
So this is an Irish goodbye. I think an Irish goodbye is different from what you guys think it is.
It's not. Cheers.
There we go. Oh, that's strong.
That's Irish.
That's good.
Oh, it's Irish.
We stay.
It's another first for our show. Drinking. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is the first time we have an alcoholic beverage with us. Taste a bit like rubbing alcohol.
Well, I found it interesting you're doing an Irish-specific episode on your chip show based on the fact that what you know about Ireland and potatoes is just that Ireland did not have potatoes at a really important time. It was needed to have potatoes.
Right. We have bad memories.
You have bad memories of the Irish potato famine.
Yes.
You're both 250 years old. So yes. You very
well,
distinctly
Zoe
remember what happened.
Yeah.
Zoe is always a
yeah.
Highlander?
Yeah.
No, she's 250 years old, not a Highlander.
Oh.
Yeah.
So there's pictures of Zoe in like the Civil War and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. You know that picture of Nicolas Cage that circulates from him in the American Civil War?
Right. That's right.
Sort of the same except for me.
Okay, so what's going on? Do you want to know about the Irish potato famine? Or are we actually going to do a part where we just talk about that?
I would like to know some facts. Or might want to play with history.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as people always like when people
you know what
do
I call that?
Right?
Sure. Revisionist history.
Yeah, it's very, very popular history.
Yeah.
Revisionist history, also known as getting stuff wrong and sticking to it. Here we go. So, like, the 1850s, I guess, is when Ireland had their potato famine. So it was, like, 7 or 8 years.
I thought it was longer ago.
It was fairly recent history.
Yeah.
So, like, England at this point was already basically using Ireland for cheap labor to build stuff for England.
Okay.
And people were paid what was called a potato wage, which meant that they were paid just enough money to afford potatoes because it was the cheapest crop.
Mm-hmm.
And potatoes were also the primary thing that was fed to livestock in Ireland. So then the potato blight came along, which is like this terrible disease that kind of wrecks potato crops. And about a million people to 1.5 million people died, and like another million people left Ireland. So about 25% of the population disappeared in like a 7-year period. Yeah, so it was, so that's a Cliff's Note history of the Irish potato famine.
A digest.
So
okay.
That's a digest. That's kind of that's the too long didn't read of the Irish potato famine.
That's
right.
The unabridged history.
That's the unabridged history.
Interesting. Well, that's depressing.
It's super
and
bad.
Sad.
Bad. But that's the thing. Like, Ireland, also, like, really not a good place to grow potatoes because you can only really grow, like, one kind of potato in Ireland. So it's like when you get the potato blight, as you don't have, like, a diversity of types of potato crop that will actually survive that kind of thing. So you're in big trouble. So,
right.
Yeah.
So you can only grow the tato kind.
You can only grow the little happy man.
Tato.
Mr. Tato.
Yeah.
He's a little happy man with, like, a pork pie hat and a red suit and a tie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Do you drink Guinness?
I'll have a Guinness. Once in a while?
Yeah.
How do you get what?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
What's your feeling on the taste of Guinness?
Like it.
It's real malty,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Thick. Yeah.
Have you had soda bread?
I've had a soda bread in my day.
Have you ever had a root beer soda, which is Guinness with soda bread stuck in it?
That's called Irish.
An Irish root beer float?
Yeah.
I've never had that. That sounds very
yummy.
Good. It's a meal and a drink in one.
Yeah, I would say so. You get a lot of calories, you get a lot of carbohydrates.
It's sort of like a soup and such kind of.
Soup and such deal? Yeah.
The question we got from Michael today is all about lingering taste.
mm-hmm.
or sweet memories.
What makes you coming back to your favorite chip flavor, the lingering taste or the sweet memory?
Yeah. Oh, this is a really
so
good question.
So it's like, is it the immediate satisfaction or is it a nostalgia-based thing?
So,
I think that's what we're at the heart of it.
When you say lingering memory, are you implying I don't brush my teeth? Like, it's just, like, I have
You mean lingering
constant,
taste?
Yeah, just... there's, like, the lingering taste profile of chips. This is a
Mr.
really
Tato
good question.
Was an inside job.
Mr. Tato was an inside job. Mr. Tato. I'm looking at him now, and I'm like, that guy's up to some stuff.
Yeah,
he doesn't, he doesn't have full pants.
Oh, no. Well, check out his pants.
He does have pants.
So his pants are yellow and black, and he's yellow.
Yeah.
So it's like if I was wearing flesh-colored pants all the time.
Or duct tape down part of your legs.
Unless that is flesh possible. And that's just duct tape, and he's sort of like dominatrixy.
He's a real Tom. He looks like it.
Okay, so we've done a lot of talk on Tato's, but we haven't really discussed the other
Megaminis
two.
Or Rancheros.
Yeah.
Well, they're not the original Irish crisp. We have to point out Tato is the original
Tato
Irish
is the original,
crisp.
And I think it's the classic. But I should also point out that I picked these three bags of chips up on a sojourn to Dublin in October of last year. As a result, they are all expired.
Yes. I think this will enhance the flavor, maybe 6 months.
So yeah, they're exactly about, 6 months. Do these go bad?
Who cares?
I don't think they do. I don't think they really do.
Bazookas. The Rancheros I picked up because intrigued I was when
Irish
I saw
Cowboys.
This. And also, when have you seen an all-yellow chip bag with Western writing on it?
All-yellow chip bag, I will say Lay's.
Oh, right.
Oh, the most famous chip?
But
this has a real pizzazz
to it.
But
Western-themed? Never.
Never.
This is something.
This is one of the most beautiful bags I've ever seen.
I tend to agree. The Megaminis, on the other hand, is freaking scary.
It's actually the stuff of nightmares.
Can we talk about the Megamini on the front? Because it looks like
terrifying.
He's really scary.
He's like a red version of Slimer from Ghostbusters.
Yes.
That's very true.
He also has like six legs, and it looks like he wants to... Does he want to eat the chip? Or is
or
the
he
chip?
Wants to I'm not eat you.
I'm wondering what their thinking was behind making this the mascot of a pickled
well,
onion chip.
We're gonna find out when we open it up. But also, this is the most intriguing chip flavor I've come across in a long time: pickled onion flavor.
Yeah.
And if you know anything about me and Sophia,
you love stuff that's been pickled.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've done enough history. Let's dive in.
I think we got a really rich tapestry in terms of our
of
historical
Ireland.
Understanding.
Shall
of
we all open? One
bag
each?
And then roll them around
that's
and get first impressions.
Okay, so I'm gonna open the Rancheros.
Okay, I got Tato.
And I got Megamini.
Okay.
Whoa. Oh my god. You guys, Megaminis are in the shape of Megaminis.
Mm.
The chips look like Megaminis.
Rancheros smells like bacon, which is the flavor. It's bacon flavor. And it's like a corn puff. These are kind of in the shape of bacon as well.
Yeah. These are both also the same brand of KP, and they're both 3D chips.
Okay. 3D like that. Chips. And the smell of Megaminis.
3D printed chip.
Ooh, perfect pickled onion.
Yeah.
That smells
and
like a pickled onion.
What about cheese and onion?
So, Tato cheese and onion. It kind of...
Excuse
I
me.
Mean, it smells like a chip. I'd like to find out how cheesy and oniony this tastes.
Let's get a chip
cheers
a
here.
Chip.
Okay, this is the original
okay,
cheese
here
onion.
Here we go. Cheers.
Chip cheers. Love the flavor.
Very, very good onion flavor. And like an Emmental cheese.
And cheese, yeah. Mm. But the crispiness might be affected by the expiration
I don't think
date.
We can
might
fully...
be affected by this fact that it's 6 months expired.
Yeah. I don't think we can fully judge the crispiness because of that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We'll do a chip cheers with the Rancheros.
Okay, Rancheros.
I'm really excited for these.
So it's kind of like a little wavy bacon strip, like is how it's designed.
Mm-hmm. Flavor, good.
A little more styrofoamy.
And I can't wait. We have to try the Megamini.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Mm.
I love those.
I think I'm in love. This is amazing.
Wow, pickled onion flavor does not disappoint.
Ireland, your chips are freaking amazing. I like them all.
I like them all, too.
Let me ask you, Chris. What's your favorite chip?
Oh, that's a good question. This is the only way we're going to get to the bottom of Michael's question.
This is an extremely difficult question to answer, but... Ultimately, I think probably Sweet Chili Heat is my favorite chip.
Which is Lingering Taste.
Lingering Taste. What is your favorite? Do you have a favorite chip?
Wow, we actually haven't publicly discussed this yet.
I know.
And
sort of...
I don't think this is the time and the place.
But I will tell
yes,
you.
We do.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But in my case.
You do, but it's not
honestly,
publicly disclosed.
But I also want to, as a disclaimer, say that we have been completely honest with all of our responses and opinions thus far about chips, and it has in no way impacted the way we've conducted ourselves on this show.
Absolutely
and
not.
And this is, I've said this hand over heart, just so you know.
Yeah.
Like, we really mean this.
And I will say that my favorite chip, which it will not be named.
Yeah,
is,
oh, no, it just won't.
Is love for both nostalgia's sake and for lingering taste.
Absolutely. And that, I think, is why it is the favorite chip.
Because there's good memories associated with that chip.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's why you want to eat it.
Yeah.
I have a real question about rancheros right now. What? Is there like a cowboy culture in Ireland that I don't know about?
I'm wondering about this.
It says made in Ireland very prominently on the bag, suggesting that, just to remind you, these are authentic rancheros.
But I think that this might be just a fetishization of
Americana.
Of American culture. Yeah. That's probable. I don't know about these rancheros, guys.
I am so into them.
Oh, wow.
They're you're not getting them at the height of their goodness. I know that for sure.
No, clearly not.
Mm-hmm. No.
These have gone on a transatlantic flight and had been sitting in, I guess, Zoe's closet.
Yeah. But, you know, I just, like, believe in them so much that I wouldn't knock them out. Mm-hmm. You can. I won't.
So, Mr. Tato, where would you rank him on the list of, like, fictional mascot characters? So we figured out the pants thing. That, I think, is enough to sink most, like, political candidacies, reputations.
Because if you want to be respectable, wear pants.
You wear some pants. You don't wear what appears to be just, like, either duct tape or he's just wearing, like,
a bunch
of suspenders on his leg.
Which is fine for the bedroom, but not for the...
Fine for the boudoir.
Not for the
not fine for going... Not fine for the boardroom.
Would you rather Mr. Tato or Mr. Potato Head?
Oh, yeah.
Is this an MFK?
Tops and bottoms.
Okay,
Mr. Potato Head? Mr. Tato.
Well, they're the exact same body.
Can we think of a third potato so we can play Mary Fuck Kill?
Mr. Potato Head.
The Tato
Humpty
Potato and Humpty Dumpty.
And Humpty Dumpty. Yeah. Marry Mr. Potato Head.
Yes. Agreed.
He seems funny. He's a family
man. Yeah. He's got a good mustache, but he could take that mustache off, too.
Exactly. Yeah. To accommodate
all the hats,
anyone.
Literally.
He could wear any hat. That's
as long as it has a long rod in it. To go into his head.
I'm going Mary on Mr. Potato.
Mary. I think we are all in agreement.
I think we're all in agreement.
Tato?
F him.
F
potato.
He's a bad boy. He owns a theme park.
He has a theme park. Like, he's fun. He's like
a mogul, a one night
fling because he knows how to have fun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Humpty Dumpty. I'm sorry.
The good news is we don't have to kill Humpty Dumpty because it already happened.
He
fell off that wall.
But he doesn't die from it. He just falls apart, right? That's just his destiny.
Like, it's kind of a story of perseverance.
No one pushed him, right?
He fell off the wall, right?
So says the folklore.
Yeah, he's also very clumsy, so I feel like he wouldn't be the best. Oh, interesting question. The authorship of Humpty Dumpty has been a long gestating question.
The ghostwriter.
Big brother.
Yes, big brother. It was to teach us a lesson about when we fall, not to try to get back up.
Yeah.
So it really is a story about state violence.
Resilience and state violence. Chuck him.
Wow.
Chuck him. My friends, we're going to have to eventually make a decision, and this is going to be really tough. Unfortunately, while the novelty and the excitement of getting three very different bags of Irish chips together was appealing at the time, what I didn't realize is that they were going to be so different that it would be immensely difficult to decide on a winner.
It's hard to compare.
This is Rancheros to Minis to Cheese and Onion, which is the new apples to oranges to grapes.
Right.
So I think we can all agree Mega Minis were a very good tasting chip. Terrible branding. Like, say I'm in an Irish airport. I got some time to kill. All that's available is whatever is in this
vending machine.
I'm not getting these Mega. I don't want to be seen with these.
This is the thing. I probably would.
I think we're both such suckers for novelty that the fact that you have a scary mascot for a chip is very appealing.
But who is that? Okay. So
also,
it's like,
I just love pickled onion.
Yeah, the pickled onion. The pickled onion taste is really good. What is the audience for this? Like, it is a cartoon monster that's too scary for children.
When you say that out loud, it's like, this chip was made for me. I think it's all in our minds. We all want to say it. The Tato cheese and onion, although it's like the man, there's a reason why it's the most classic chip in Ireland. Mm-hmm. It's good.
There's a reason certain things are popular.
It's
Michael,
good.
I'm nostalgic for your childhood, and it was a good childhood if it was filled with Mr. Tato chips.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The Rancheros, also, the branding is some of the most beautiful work I've seen on a chip.
Yeah, it's like art.
This is
really
a designer bag of chips.
So we have to make a decision.
This is hard, you guys.
All of them are really good.
Yeah.
Should we all say our winners at the same time? 3, 2, 1.
Mega
Mr.
Meanies.
Tato's.
Tato.
Christ. Replied after.
No, I know, because I was on the fence. Okay, I was on the fence between those two.
With Rancheros and...
Look, we can all agree Rancheros gets dropped,
okay,
right? Okay.
Best.
3, 2, 1.
Mr.
Irish
Tato.
Root beer float.
Root beer float. 1, 2, 3.
Mr. Tato. What did you say?
I'm going to let this battle drop. Well, I respect Mega Meanies so much, I'll change my answer to Tato Cheese and Onion because I think for the masses
is the better chip.
You and I agreed we're going to do a U2 song. You're going to do the music on the recorder.
Really
okay, here we go.
Okay,
here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's
a bit of an intro.
I'm going to look up lyrics on this because I actually don't know the song.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's coming soon.
Yeah.
And you got no destination.
I used to do those lyrics in the
exhibit. Seeds of some imagination. It's just not a luck. Traffic is stuck.
For
Chips the entire time
that you've been alive. JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
We are your hosts and producers, Zoe Robertson,
Sophia LaPage,
and Bono from the band U2.
That's right. Yeah. Our guest today was
Chris. Oh, do you want to say your name?
Yeah. Chris Berube? You could say it. That's
and also sweet. Our very, very special caller, Michael Lavin. Thank you so much.
Thanks to our audio engineer, Jody Tompkins.
This was recorded
at Eggplant Pictures and Sound.
This is a
Sumo Audio production.
You know what else is a Sumo Audio podcast?
What is it?
It's Trampoline Hall, the best lecture series you've ever heard.
It's
seriously
true.
Check it out.
Trampoline Hall.
Do you guys want to know something about U2 that I found out? So, you know how U2 is like four dudes, but it sounds like a lot of dudes?
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.